Dr. Sabre dating office note on patient Lina Haji, HAJJE, Lina LINA, date of birth 1/10/1969, date of service 4/23/2025. Prepare. The patient is a 56-year-old white female who has past medical history significant for 1 diabetes mellitus type 1, diagnosed in 2020. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, osteopenia. Period paragraph. Patient received vaccination with MMR2 from Merck around 1 week ago. A few days after that, she started having rash all over her body, as well as joint pain, some low-grade fever, sore throat, period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes a total hysterectomy in 2019. Paragraph. Allergies. She's allergic to azithromycin because GI upset. Social history. Patient is married, has 2 kids, no smoking, no alcohol. She works as a teacher. Family history. Father has ALS and mother had ALS and mother is healthy. Review systems reveals frontal headache positive, low-grade fever, on and off chills, maculopapular rash, non-blanching with itching all over, started 3 days ago, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, she did have some abdominal discomfort with loose stools, no leg swelling, no urinary symptoms, all other symptoms reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 6 doses of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications include vitamin D3 2000, Dexcom G7 system, ibuprofen PRN 2JO, insulin, Humalog Junior QuickPen, insulin, rosuvastatin. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, maculopapular rash after vaccination with MMR2 from Merck. Most likely this is a reaction to the vaccine. Patient will take Benadryl 25 mg every 6 hours for now. We cannot give her steroids because she's diabetic and she gets unstable sugars with steroids, period. We're going to do full workup to rule out any vasculitis or other intercurrent illnesses. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. On rosuvastatin, next osteopenia, paragraph. Patient will be seen again in around 1 to 2 weeks to discuss the lab report and for follow-up and the report. Thanks.